I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dede Phillips is on the hotline right now. Dede Phillips in Hart County, Georgia. Of course, the 46-year-old grandmother who was attacked by a rabid bobcat and literally had to choke it out in her front yard.
There's so many reasons I love this story.
Yeah.
A, what a badass. B, just, there's, you know, being born in the South and having, you know, a bunch of friends in the South, I recognize these people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just a more, like, you have to get it done mentality. Just, my son stabbed it 4 or 5 times, but it never budged, so I knew it was completely dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, we need a little more logic like that in this world.
I really believe that.
Our next guest is a 46-year-old grandmother who made headlines after being attacked by a rabid bobcat outside of her Georgia home, eventually killing the wild animal with her bare hands. Please welcome Dee Dee Phillips.
Dee Dee Phillips, how are you, young lady?
I'm doing pretty good.
Sorry,
I sound a little bit beat, but I didn't sleep very well last night.
I heard
I'm getting ready for pre-op today.
You're taking those rabies shots, aren't you?
I'm taking rabies shots as well. Hopefully they'll be ended Friday, before my surgery to repair my hand.
Oh, baby, you are. And those things will wear you out. So how bad is the surgery for your hand? What do you got to get done?
At this point, I know that I've got a finger and a knuckle that are just need to be completely redone. I have no feeling in one of my hands and two of my fingers. So,
have you always, Dee Dee, have you always been a badass, or is this something new?
You ask anybody from high school, they're going to tell you I've always been a badass. Yeah,
I don't know if you're single, but I'm down. You're awesome. You walk outside and you're taking a picture of a bumper sticker that said a well-behaved woman rarely make history, which is funny. And then
ironic, isn't it?
Yes. And so you see this animal coming up. You hear a dog barking. And did you know when you saw the bobcat that it was going to go for you? Or you wouldn't normally think that it would do that, you know?
Honestly, the reason I snapped the picture because I thought, you know, this is cool. It's a bobcat this close to my house. And I'm figuring as soon as he sees me, he's going to take off the other way.
Right.
Unfortunately, he didn't. He came toward me. And as he came toward me, he kind of acted like he was going to circle just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I circled with him.
Now I'm picturing like that wrestling circle where they start to move with each other. Okay, cat.
It wasn't quite that bad. When he circled, I need not to take my eyes off of him. Never turn your back on a llama.
No, you don't.
Or person, for that matter.
So he jumped. I love you. I'm telling you right now, I love you. So you and so it jumped first. It drew first blood, and you thought to yourself, "Not today. It's you or me."
I actually think I spoke it out. Not today. To be honest with you.
Now, I know you don't feel well, but how do you? If you think you said it out loud, like how do you think it sounded? Like could you remember how you said it?
Probably like I was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those things that, you know, it's not today. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at that point, I was pulling a bobcat literally off my face.
And you worked your hands up the body of the bobcat, knowing you needed
it. I laid it. I stepped away. I stepped around it because, I mean, it was the power of a bobcat. You guys would not believe it. It's been almost 2 weeks, and I still feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck.
I bet.
When it hit me, it knocked me down. It knocked me backwards. It knocked me down. It tried to knock me down. But then I took it to the ground and started working my way up from its shoulder area to its throat because I knew that if I let it go, it was coming back for more, and I didn't know if I could ever get control of it again.
Right. It must have been kicking at you pretty hard, too. It kept you up pretty bad?
I've got 27 claw and bite marks on me.
Yep. That takes a look. Look, I mean, just to not let go at that point, because it has to be incredibly painful for that, the claws on a bobcat shredding you. You know, imagine it's you've got it on its side or its back, but it's kicking it and clawing at you. And every time it gets your skin, it's going to be opening you up.
Yeah, we did. It was ripping it.
Yeah.
Really disgustingly, honestly.
No, no.
And I'm screaming the process of it, because my 5-year-old granddaughter and my daughter-in-law, who's 4'9½", if she'll tell you, was inside. And the last thing I wanted was either of them to come outside. So I never screamed for help until it stopped moving.
How long did it take you to kill this bobcat with your bare hands?
Between the wrestling and taking it down, I would say it was 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long, I mean, that's a really long time to fight something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The picture was snapped at 6:03, and I think the first officer that got here was at 6:27.
So you've got this animal. Now you think, all right, it's not moving, but could be playing possum. Your son showed up, and he had a gun.
Yes, sir.
And so what
he had his 9mm, and he had a knife on him. Mm-hmm. And I told him to go around instead to get my father-in-law, who was in the back fields behind our house plowing for soybeans, and told him to go get him first. And he ran back to get him and came back around. And by the time is when the sheriff's deputy showed up, and the sheriff's deputy pulled up to me and he had his window down. He's like, "Is it Dan?" I'm like, "Well, I'm not really sure, but I'm not letting go until I know." But he laughed at me and let his window back up partially. And then my son come up. I said, "My son's got a 9mm and he's also got a knife." I said, "When they've been this close and I can't move because my hands are literally locked in this position and my legs are numb. I said, I don't want him to shoot him." And my son pulled out his knife and the sheriff's deputy told him to go ahead. And he stabbed him and the cat never budged. After he stabbed him about 4 or 5 times, I finally let go.
There's a perfect logic to it, Dee Dee, that, you know, not one time, not two times, but 4 or 5 times, just to make sure the goddamn thing was dead.
Just to make sure the thing is going to be dead.
Oh, baby. I'll tell you, obviously the rabies thing is that's awful. You've got those going on, and then you got to go under surgery, and that's going to suck. And do you have medical insurance? You're going to be in trouble with this, or you're going to be all right? No?
I do not have any medical insurance at all. When it first happened, my cousin set up some kind of fundraiser page. GoFundMe, but it's like that. She set it up, and it's been remarkable response that I've had on it. Because the rabies treatments alone run about $10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've been to 2 ERs, because the first one was insane. The second one has been magnificent. And the plastic surgeon and orthopedic doctor that I'm seeing, their staff is just, they've been over backwards making me comfortable, because I'll be honest with you, I hate doctors.
Well, nobody likes them, because let's face it, you never go there for a party, you know?
I do not like doctors. I don't like being around them. I don't like nothing about them. This has been a little bit of a tool for me.
You try to take it easy. I appreciate you stopping by the show today and sharing your story. What's your family say? Have they given you any new names? Have you, go ahead.
I've been called all kinds of things.
Well,
I'm Bob Pet Slayer. I think the one I've been called mostly is Grandma Bobcat.
Are you going to get a tattoo to commemorate it?
We've all thought about it, actually. All three of my sons, because they've been here with me every step of the way.
You're a badass. All right, listen, I hope that you get some rest. I hope the surgery goes well for your knuckle and your finger and everything heals up, and hopefully you'll get through the rabies. How many more shots do you have for the rabies on the treatment?
Thankfully, Friday is supposed to be my last set.
Well.
And it'll be right before I'll go do it early Friday morning, and then first thing Friday afternoon I'll have my surgery on my hand.
Just as a side question, when's the last time you had to beat another girl's ass?
It's actually quite a few years ago. I threw a girl out of a bar in South Carolina.
And what did you win?
In South Carolina.
I feel
in
like
South Carolina.
Uh-huh. I feel like you won.
I threw her over the railings down the street, and by the steps.
I just want to party with you. So.
Love her.
All right, Dee Dee. Listen, you take care of yourself, and I do appreciate you very, very much for stopping by today. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all too. Bye-bye.
All right, sweet. All right. You got to love that.
Dee Dee's my new spirit animal. My God.
I'm telling you, man.
She does have a fun layup.
I threw her out in the street and down some stairs. I snatched her up by her hair. Like, I know you. I know. By the way, I knew for sure there was going to be a commemorative tattoo.
Right.
Oh, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.